There are new developments this week in an ongoing story about overseas airlines, the Chinese government, and the territory of Taiwan. Months ago, the Beijing government told some 36 international airlines they need to refer to the island as Taiwan, China, on their maps and websites. Most have complied. Several have not, including a series of U.S. carriers. This week, the Australian airline Qantas became the latest to say it would comply, clearly under pressure that was criticized by that country's foreign minister. Julie Bishop issued a statement Tuesday saying private companies should be free to conduct their usual business operations free from political pressure of governments. The Trump administration has dismissed the Chinese demand for changed language as Orwellian nonsense. The Financial Times reports the Trump administration is urging American carriers to ignore China on this issue. The FT says American Airlines, Delta, and United are all in consultation with the U.S. government. Meanwhile, China has pushed back its deadline for airlines to comply until late this month. It's still not clear what will happen if changes are not made. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.